confidence, and real confidence. You know, I think some guys step on the field and believe they're the best player on the field. And a lot of it is bravado and false confidence and their own rebuttal to the insecurity they feel maybe about their own abilities or their abilities to perform at this level. There's been a few guys over the years who've had real confidence, and Devontae Adams has since he got here. You know, I think he went through some growing pains at times during the 14 season where he didn't get a lot of targets his way, but we had some studs in that squad. You know, some guys who deserved to get the amount of targets they were getting. We had two guys who went over 1,000 yards. But in some big games, you know, Tay showed up, two especially, New England and then Dallas in the playoffs. And that's the kind of when we saw the kind of person he was. Now, 15 was a trying year because he was hurt most of the season. Jordy went down in training camp. We got JJ back. And it was it was an interesting year for all of us. But he was playing hurt. And I think a lot of people were talking about what we're going to do in 16. Is he going to be back? Is he not going to be back? But he never lost that confidence. And it was real confidence. And I think we all knew once he got his opportunity, he was going to be special to be that number one guy. 17 was kind of the beginning of that process. And he's been a top guy really since then. But the beauty in his game is that he's always growing. And I think I said after the game, he wants that that type of relationship that I had with Jordy and Randall. And we work at it. We communicate. We talk. We text. We call. FaceTime. You know, we're always staying connected about plays and adjustments and route stems and body language and a number of things that, made Jordy and I and Randall and I's relationship so tight.